This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, I can't think of too many times in my life, living in the home of a minister and hearing preaching all my life, I can't remember too many messages, if any, on this subject, the power of hatred. Can you remember a message you've heard on the power of hatred? Well, maybe you can, but I don't. We're going to talk about the power of hatred all this week on Cross Hope as we look at a passage of Scripture from the Epistle of 1 John. We're continuing a series we began last week on this small book of the Bible near the end of the New Testament, the Epistle of 1 John. We're continuing today with a message called The Power of Hatred in Your Life and in My Life. It has more power than you and I are willing to admit. God bless you as you listen to this message. How do you measure power? Well, some people say money. That's probably the most common answer. You measure money with power, or power with money. If somebody has a lot of money, they've got power. I remember hearing a man from Columbus, Ohio, who lived on the south side of Columbus, a rather poor area. He won $10 million, I think, in the Ohio lottery, and he said, now I've got power. I can do things and go places and do things that I've never done before. So he associated the money with power. People speak of the power of the media, how media can have powerful impact on a person of popularity and impact them in a negative way. Media can do things that are very dramatically change a person's status in the world or community. We speak of the power of the presidency. I'm going to talk to you about power that my guess is you've never heard anyone speak of this power. It's not the power of love. It's not the power of music. It's not the power of preaching. It's not the power of this or that. It's a negative thing. That's why we put communion off to the end today. It's the power of hatred in your life and in my life. We're in a 5-week series from the epistle or letter to 1 John. And we began last week. We're in the second message today talking about the power of hatred. The power of hatred. What I want to do is read just 3 passages that my guess is most people in this room, you've never even heard these passages, let alone a sermon preached from them, a message preached from them. 1 John is, find it at the end of your Bible or toward the end of the Bible, 1 John 2, beginning at verse 9. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there's nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He doesn't know where he's going because the darkness has blinded him. The darkness has blinded him. Chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. And listen to this, one of the scariest verses in all of the Bible. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. Anyone who hates his brother, and by the way, the word brother means those who are close to you. It doesn't mean necessarily your physical brother, but your neighbor, the people you work with. Your brother is anyone that's in proximity to you. That's the person. If we hate them, we are a murderer. And then chapter 4, just a couple of verses from chapter 4, and I'll just read it from the screen. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Years ago, someone asked me if the least talked about topic in the church or body of Christ was the subject of sex. I shocked them when I said, no, the least talked about topic in the body of Christ is the word hatred. The power of hatred as a message will continue tomorrow from the Epistle of 1 John. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.